Hello there, and welcome back to my YouTube channel and or tuning in on the Messy Middle podcast. Before we get started on today's topic, if you are coming in here from YouTube, make sure that you hit subscribe here on the video today and leave a comment letting me know if you learned something or something you'd like to see in a future video. For tuning in on the podcast, please go ahead and rate and review on your favorite platform. It helps so much and we greatly appreciate it. And feel free to join us over here on YouTube anytime or listen on the go if you're on YouTube and you want to tune in on my podcast. Today's topic is going to be something that I get asked about a lot, and that is, should women take creatine? Is creatine safe for women? Creatine in women. And so this is going to be a short and succinct, sweet to the point of video and podcast today. If you want to learn more about creatine, what it is, how it works in our body, and why I recommend it, make sure you go back and watch my video or listen to my podcast called All Things Creatine. That will answer the majority of the questions that I get asked there. But I want to make this today so I have a resource for you all to kind of tune in and learn a little bit more on if women should take creatine. So first of all, creatine is naturally produced in the body. We just supplement it to maximize our stores. And it is something that we find in our food products, but we just don't get enough to maximize our stores of that, so to speak. Again, more science is on that podcast. So there isn't anything special or unique or different physiologically between males and females that changes creatine metabolism or what it does in the body. There are sex differences that are valid and real when it comes to fitness and sport, but this isn't one of them, right? This is not, we're not so biologically different that creatine just doesn't work for us or it's bad. And so there's a few myths that come around creatine with women and female trainees consumption that I want to kind of address here today. The first one is that creatine makes you fat. Creatine does not make you fat. Creatine increases water content in the body, and this is done by pulling water molecules into your muscle cells, and this is a good thing and we want this. This water retention does not mean fat gain. You are not gaining fat. It's just increased water in your muscle cells. The same thing happens whenever you start needing more carbohydrate. You might know this, and hydrating, and you might be eating adequately, increasing your carb intake. You will be heavier because carbs bring in water as well when they're being stored as glycogen in your muscle cells. It's very similar to that. Creatine will bring in a few pounds of water based off of, you know, or when you start to take it, because it will be pulling that water into your cells. Again, water is not fat, right? Weight, not all weight is fat weight. So don't freak out if the scale goes up. That is simply water weight, and that should even out with time. The second thing that comes with this is that people think that that water weight is making you bloated and it's messing with you and you're swollen and all of that stuff. One, if you are having symptoms of lower GI distress and or, you know, you feel like you're overly bloated when you start taking creatine, just take a little bit less of a dose and see if that helps. Don't do the loading phase. Just take about 3 grams a day, maybe instead of 3 to 5, take just the 3 and see if that leads to a lower issues of lower abdominal bloating. But also, it might just be that you need to get used to it and adjust to it, and it will improve with time. You can just take that dose every day for the month and it should even out, and your creatine stores will be adequately loaded and you don't need to do the loading phase or taking more than that to get to that point.
The Messy Middle podcast will be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Are you confused about what supplements you should actually be taking? In a world full of juice cleanses, detox teas, fancy promises, it can really be hard to trust anything. But high-quality supplements, when dosed appropriately, can actually help support your fitness goals, and that's why I use Legion. I have been using Legion supplements since the beginning of this year, and after years of never really fully committing to one single brand due to lack of transparency in their labeling, unnecessary fluff, or just reporting things as blends and not knowing what's actually my product, I finally found a solid, science-based product line that fits my supplementing needs. Legion's products are 100% naturally sweetened, and my favorite part, they are fully transparent in their labeling, and they use dosages that are actually backed with the science says you need to be effective and support your fitness goals. And not the least amount you can get away with, and not just labeling as blends, but fully transparently telling you what's in your product and why they dosed it that way. And this is huge because it lets you know exactly what you're taking and if it's actually going to be effective, and then you can know what's going into your body. My personal favorites are their cinnamon cereal whey. Yes, it tastes as good as it sounds. The mocha cappuccino plant protein. Pulse, their pre-workout, which comes in non-stimulant or caffeinated stimulant based. And Recharge, the recovery blend, which also gives me the creatine I need to move weights well in the gym. Legion offers a 100% money back guaranteed if you're not happy with their products, and you can save 20% off your first order today with our code MESSYMIDDLE at checkout. That's MESSYMIDDLE at checkout to save 20% today.
Another thing that's important to note is that it doesn't necessarily change or isn't negatively impacted by your menstrual cycles, so to speak, but that increased water retention that you are getting might help with hydration, and that is an issue that occurs with the luteal phase. So if you are someone who is worried about symptomality with your luteal phase, my friend Sam Moore, who's brilliant and awesome and female in sport, just published a paper on this, and they found that it helped increase water retention during that luteal phase, which might help with thermal regulation and issues with hydration during that luteal phase. So it might actually be beneficial for you and your performance, as well as that, again, water retention is not fat gain. You are not gaining fat from taking creatine, and there is benefit from it. And it will help your performance, your strength, muscle, and power output, as well as muscular development, all things that are important for female athletes and trainees or anyone who's looking to tone or be more muscular and or set PRs, whatever that is within their training. And it is not going to hurt a fat loss phase. You should continue to take it. You should take it if you're bulking, dieting, maintaining, not tracking, tracking, existing, living, lifting, running. Creatine is really good for you. Those are two really big things that come up a lot when I talk about women and creatine. The next one is going to be, is it safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding? Now, this is a touchy subject because there isn't a ton of research on this topic simply due to the fact of the restrictions of doing studies and research on pregnant and breastfeeding women. For the most part, it does appear to be safe and potentially beneficial. The issue with taking creatine supplementation during the pregnancy period or even with breastfeeding more so appears to be at this time due to the issue of contamination of supplements because of how wildly unregulated the supplement market is. And so if you are going to take creatine during pregnancy or postpartum, one, that's something that you should talk to with your doctor, have an open, honest, transparent conversation about. I know not all doctors are super well-versed in sports nutrition and anything like that, but you know, maybe you can have a good conversation with your doctor to make sure it's safe, or you can find a supplement that they can agree on safety with you. The issue is that a lot of supplements are not third-party tested. I use a Legion, which is Labdoor tested, and I'm not going to claim any brand is 100% safe when it comes to fetal development or breastfeeding. I want you to make the best educated decision for you. There are other brands on the market that do that, but I do know a lot of people who are pregnant who will simply stop taking creatine altogether because of, one, the research is still in infancy, and or there's nothing showing it's going to harm things. It might show slight benefit, but it's not conclusive at this time. Or they're just apprehensive over the quality testing of the supplements that they are taking. So for you, it would be a judgment call on the best decision that you can make for you and your health, and or risk of supplement cross-contamination based off the supplement that you are choosing to use. So you know, that's not a direct answer, and it's very ambiguous, and I can't give direct medical health advice or terms here, but that is my kind of very simple answer there for that, is really just to make the best decision for you and your baby and what you are willing to risk and take. And even if it doesn't apply to creatine in the circumstances, making sure that you are taking a supplement for anything, whether that's protein or, you know, whatever you're taking, vitamins, minerals, whatever it is, during your pregnancy, postpartum period, or honestly in general, that is third-party tested and is safe and all of that stuff, because you don't know what kind of nasty stuff is getting mixed into these supplements because they're so unregulated. So to wrap this up, this is your friendly reminder, there's no such thing as creatine for women, and don't let people pinkify your supplements. You can just take regular creatine monohydrate. Yes, creatine monohydrate. Listen to my creatine podcast. At 3 to 5 grams per day, every day. Don't let people overcharge you for anything like that. Just take the simple, straightforward, simple stuff, creatine monohydrate. It's not gonna make you fat. If it's making you bloated, lower your dose, maybe increase water, electrolytes, if you're having issues with that, keep on taking it to let your body run its course. And then when you're pregnancy or postpartum, make the best decision for you and your health with talking to your provider and or, you know, paying attention as more evidence emerges. Unfortunately, it's in its infancy, and so I never like to give conclusive statements around pregnancy and postpartum with anything like that, but it does appear to be safe and potentially beneficial. Creatine is, again, naturally occurring and found in our food, but there might be a higher risk when it comes to contamination more than anything in this period, so make the best judgment call for you and talk to your medical care provider. So hopefully that answers that question for you all. Yes, women should take creatine. And that is that. I could have just had a 2-minute podcast, but does it make you fat? Send this to your friends. Send this to the people sending this information. If you found this helpful, hit subscribe, hit like, leave a comment, rate review, all of the things. Helps me keep on providing you with free information, podcasts, videos, all of that goodness. So if you enjoy this, let me know. And otherwise, we will catch you on the next one. Go take your creatine. See you guys.